Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. You know, there's nothing quite like reimagining a platform. It was great, and making it better, and that's part of what 1911 University is all about. And joining me once again for 1911 University is Joe Chambers. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you?
I am good to go. When I was picking the thumbnail for this for later on today when I post this as a podcast, I got this one picture of you and Steven Seagal together, and I mean you. Now, I know how old you are, but apparently you've known, because the picture of you and Seagal together, he looks just a little bit out of, out of his heyday when he was making movies in that picture. And, I mean, he doesn't look like that now. So you've obviously known him for a few minutes, huh?
Yeah, since 2011, about 10 years.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yep.
So, what is new in the wonderful world of 1911s?
It's hot. It's hot outside. Today and tomorrow are going to be hot. Like, stay in the shop and work hot. Like, don't go outside unless you have to, hot.
So I decided to do a little homework for this particular 1911 University. I watched somebody else that purports to be somebody. And they were talking about something that I've never heard of, which is called hard fit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hard fit.
Now, is hard fit, one, is it something that, because I don't think my Chambers gun is hard fit based upon the way he was describing it. Plus, when he was telling me what hard fit meant, he told me that would smooth itself out, you know, when the video I was watching. He wasn't talking to me directly, but he said that this would smooth itself out in a few magazines. So I'm like, how big are these magazines you're shooting? I mean, if you got that kind of a hitch in the slide when you're running the slide, what are we doing here? I mean, tell me about hard fit.
Yeah, so hard fit is a old build philosophy that encompasses making sure that the barrel legs to the slide stop lockup is hard. So, you know, let's say, for example, you know, you have a 200,000 diameter slide stop pin, and let's say you have a 198 slide stop pin and you want a hard fit. Well, it's pretty possible that you could put a 200,000 in there and it would be a hard fit, and then the slide won't come out of battery. I mean, I've seen hard fit guns from certain manufacturers where you couldn't rack the slide by hand. You had to press it against a bench or a table to get it to unlock.
Wow.
And it's actually a pretty common theme among certain gunsmiths. What it is it's a way for them to guarantee accuracy out of the box, but can't guarantee reliability, and the accuracy wanes rather quickly. Within about, my experience has been within about 2,500 rounds max, the accuracy is gone because the slide stop has been beaten into submission by the barrel. And you get flat spots on the slide stop that are fairly pronounced, and then you have no contact from that point on between the barrel and the slide stop. So, yeah, I mean, it's a popular build philosophy. It was popularized by a couple of guys back in the day. One of them was John Nallen. He was more of a hard fit guy, and the other guy, I won't mention his name because he's still in business. But it's certainly one way to do it. I don't ascribe to that build philosophy because I want my guns to be accurate for a long, long time. And, you know, anytime you have two pieces of metal that are banging together, one of them is going to give up, the softer one. And typically, that is the slide stop. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly one way to do things. I don't consider it the right way to do things.
Well, I mean, every gun that I have dealt with, since I've been dealing with you, Staccato, Nighthawk, every gun I have dealt with has not been that way.
Right.
And now my Fat WMGC, I've had this for a minute, and I can't really tell that much of a difference now between the way the slide feels when I run it versus when I got it.
Correct.
I just haven't shot it that much because, you know, I got it. I got it after SHOT Show 2020, and it was also during the big Burritt shortage. So I just haven't had enough chances to shoot it.
Right.
But I have shot it, and I have shot it maybe 500-600 times. So this. If I had been, I'm glad you don't do hard fitting. I was watching the guys, he was explaining this. Now, I didn't know that it would be so stiff. I mean, it sounds like it has no tolerance whatsoever. Do they jam up a lot in the initial days when you first get one of those? Yeah?
Yeah, like one of the more popular makers that builds hard fit guns, he will flat out tell you that you need to shoot 500 to 1,000 rounds through the gun before it loosens up. And he's not the only shop out there that's doing it like that. There's a number of shops over the years that have done it. I have a funny story about hard fit barrel. I'll tell you right quick. A client friend of mine called me. It was 2 weeks before Camp Perry. And he says, man, I got this gun from this particular custom shop. And, it's a ball gun and I'm trying to take it to Perry and get distinguished, but I can't even cycle it. And they told me that I should just sit there and hand cycle it at home until it loosens up if I don't have time to go shoot it. Can I just send it to you and have you look at it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. He goes, I'm going to be coming through on my way from Washington State to Camp Perry, and I can pick it back up. I says, perfect. So he sends me the gun. I get it in. It's hard fit. I spend about 2 or 3 hours working on it, get it all tuned up to where it functions really, really well. And he picks the gun up on his way to Camp Perry. He's a military shooter, Coast Guard, and goes to Camp Perry and shoots it and gets distinguished and makes President's 100 with it. So, you know, hard-fit guns do lend themselves to being corrected fairly easily if they haven't been shot the bejesus out of them right away. But they do suffer if you pound away at them early on.
Let me get you to hang on right there, coming into the first break. For those of you that are interested in Chambers Custom, which everybody should be interested in Chambers Custom, if you want to look at getting a Fat WMG, you got to start by going to ChambersCustom.com. There you can look at the different models and everything and see what's available there, and we'll have to discuss that again in the next segment, what they might find and everything. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. When we're going into the break and everything, I'm saying to get involved with Chambers Custom, you got to go to ChambersCustom.com. Exactly what would someone find when they go to Chambers Custom? I mean, like, can people order guns year-round, or do you only offer guns up annually? How is that working right now?
Basically, the way it works right now is if you want a full custom gun, you contact me directly via email at chamberscustom@gmail.com, and then we go through the process. You know, I deal with that process directly. If a person wants a fat WMG or a regular WMG or one of our Pro Series when we bring them out, they email Heidi at heidi.chamberscustom@gmail.com and tell her what they're looking for, and then she puts them on the notification list so that when we open the books twice a year, she sends out an email to everybody that's on that list saying, hey, the books are open. If you still want to be on the list for the next 6 to 12 months, here's your opportunity. And it's a first-come, first-served basis where, you know, she takes it by timestamp. And we usually release 25 spots twice a year for that. And then, you know, the wait begins. But I get guys all the time. I had 4 emails today from guys, you know, hey, I want to go ahead and get on the list for XYZ, WMGs, fat WMGs, whatever. You know, put me on the list now and I'll send you all my money right away. And I'm like, yeah, I would love to do that. But then what about the other dozens and dozens and dozens of people that are on the list that I'm trying to play fair with, you know? So I really work hard to try to make it fair and equitable for everybody and impartial for everybody so that we can service as many people as possible without overextending and overpromising and not making people mad. You know, there's always some guys that are like, oh, well, I haven't gotten on the last 2 times. Well, you didn't answer your email ever, so I can't really help you with that. But for the most part, we work really, really hard to try to, you know, make sure people get on the list if they want to and are taken care of, you know, and that's just the most equitable way that we can possibly do it, really.
Well, I imagine that's – I've been wondering about that because – how many different models of – so now you're back down to 100 guns a year or 120?
Oh, we'll probably – depending on what happens in the next 4 weeks here, we'll probably still maintain at about that 120 to 150 guns a year. I'm optimistic. If not, then, you know, we'll be around that 100 guns a year. With Eric building a Pro Series run a year and 25 WMGs and fat guns and Brandon doing the same, and then me building just whatever, you know, custom orders that I have to deal with still. I think I have about 80 custom builds still in the books currently.
Well, that makes me, you know, I've been wondering about that because I don't really actually know how many models of guns you build. I know you build WMGs, fat WMGs. Is the C a regular model now, or is it not?
Yeah, so in the fat WMGs, which is our most popular sellers, we have the R model, which is a full size cone barrel 9mm with a full length dust cover on the frame. We have, and all of these fat WMGs come with the optics plate on them already. They're all optics ready. And then we have the NF model, which is the more classic bushing full-size gun with the dust cover is cut down on the frame. And then we have the C model, which is the Commander, and we have the CRG, which is the Commander with the cut-down grip. So those are the 4 base models that we have on the fat side. And then on the regular WMG, the single-stack guns, you know, you can get those in 45, 9mm, 10mm, 38 Super, and you can get them as a Commander. You can get them as a full size. You can get them with a light rail or without a light rail. You can get them with a mag well. There's a whole list of options that a guy can get on the regular WMGs that we don't offer on the fat guns. And mostly the reason we don't offer a lot of that stuff on the fat WMGs is because I wanted to have I tried to design those guns with the mind of a consumer being able to go, yep, that's my gun. Maybe the guy needs to add ambies. Okay, we can do that. They don't come standard on the R, the C, or the CRG. They do come standard on the NF. But, you know, mostly it's, that's the option. You know, you want ambies? Okay, cool. Here's your ambies. But that's the only option. And I designed the four models specifically with a consumer mindset of what do most people want when they call us wanting a wide body, you know, 1911 style gun. And I've never had anybody order a fat WMG and go, I really want just adjustable iron sights. If you're already in that wide body mindset, you're already generally thinking, I need a red dot.
Yep.
You know, that's where it's at. The regular WMGs, which we sell probably only one quarter, you know, we sell three or four fat WMGs for every single stack we sell. Those guns are getting more and more towards the red dots. Guys are wanting that more and more, but we still have quite a few guys that are classic. You know, they want a buried adjustable rear sight and, you know, the like, which is great. It keeps the guys on their toes as far as, you know, being able to machine that stuff into the slides.
Right.
But for the most part, the fat WMGs are the biggest seller. And I think in the last batch that Heidi released back in March, she said that, like, I think over half of them were the R model, the new model that we brought out back in March. So that's kind of cool. Guys want the bigger, heavier gun for whatever reason.
Yep. Well, we're coming up on the next break. You hang on for me, please. Now, if you want to watch what they do day to day, there's two ways to watch what Chambers Custom does day to day. You can go to their Instagram or their Facebook, which is both Chambers Custom. From there, you can look at both of the gunsmiths and Joe. I know Brandon and Eric have their own Instagrams, and Joe does all kinds of stuff all over. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday that the White House is not only working with Facebook to flag disinformation on vaccines, it's also asking Facebook to share data on the reach and engagement of posts deemed disinformation. Facebook was one of several social media platforms that attempted to suppress discussion of the theory that COVID-19 originated in a Wuhan lab, calling such discussion misinformation. President Biden is welcoming German Chancellor Angela Merkel to the White House.
But a great friend, I consider a personal friend as well as a great friend of the United States.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president saying they have a full agenda ahead of them and they're ready to dive in. Biden saying he is confident that cooperation and the enduring friendship between the United States and Germany will continue. USA Radio News. On Thursday, the man who killed five people in a shooting at the Capital Gazette newspaper of Annapolis, Maryland in 2018 is found criminally responsible. The jury ruled out mental illness on the shooter's part after the defense claimed insanity at the time of the shooting. Anne Arundel County, Maryland State Attorney Anna Coltlitis reacts to the verdict, saying the shooter knew exactly what he was doing.
He wanted to make this case a farce and make it a media circus. And I think he attempted that, but he did not get that. And the fact that the jury came back in just 2 hours showed that they rejected all of his games that he attempted to play. He wanted this trial for his amusement, and he didn't get it.
The NASDAQ once again finishing in the red. It was the only index in the red yesterday, and it closed down once again on Thursday. At the closing bell, the Dow adding 54 points to close at 34,987, the S&P dropping 14, and the NASDAQ dropping 101 points. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Joe Chambers, and I'm asking him a bunch of questions about what it takes to get a gun, just because I'm curious about this. Now, with your Pro Series of guns, how many Pro Series of guns do you have now? You have the Light Fighter, the Night Fighter, the Regulator. I don't remember what Steve's was called. What was Steve's gun called?
The Yeti. The Ness, which Eric's going to start building later this summer, and the Knights, the KAC package. So that's six, and then we have the YC squared that I'll bring out this fall, or the late this summer, which is a single stack with Fisher. And then September 11th, I'll bring out the third press check gun called the Freedom Fighter. So, yeah, we got a lot of things in the works.
So, with like, the Night Fighter that you sent me, the first gun that I ever shot, which was, that was your personal Night Fighter, yeah?
Correct.
Now, will that gun ever be offered up for sale again? Not that particular gun, just that model.
It's very similar to the NF that we offer now. There's a few differences, but it's very similar to that gun. So... But no, I don't, we've talked about, doing another run of those, but I don't know if we will, simply because in my opinion, it kind of takes away from the uniqueness of them being just 25 of them out there.
Right, right. That's what I was asking. So they truly are. They truly are one of a kind when they come out, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's only... So Eric sold his personal Night Fighter. So there's... And Brandon still hasn't sold his personal gun. I don't know if he will or not, but there's only... There's 26 total in circulation, aside from Chuck's gun and my personal gun and Brandon's personal gun. Now, the Light Fighters, we did 30 of those, but we're doing, Brandon's finishing the last batch of those now. So there's 30 of those that will be in circulation. The regulators, there's, Eric's going to sell his regulator shortly, but there's currently 25 of those in circulation. So yeah, they're a rare bird. I mean, they're truly collectors pieces. But on the same time, the guys who own them, you know, guys and gals who own them, most of them just shoot them, which is pretty awesome.
There's some people out there that think the Frady gun is a model.
Yeah, it's not.
I know.
It's a C model.
I know that, but like I'll be sitting here and they'll be like, well, how does this stack up to the Frady gun? And I'll be like, well, that's not actually a model, you understand? That's just a carving and engraving beneath the ejection port.
Right.
And that's just my name. And we
do offer that, you know, if somebody wants their name engraved on their own gun, we offer that. You know, we have it done. Not a lot of people opt for that just because, you know, whatever people... Sometimes I think people, they're thinking, you know, down the road maybe they'll sell it or whatever and they don't want it to be too personalized, which I can understand that, you know.
I don't plan on doing that. The thing about mine is that I showed that to some of my relatives this past weekend on the front side. Yeah, and everybody's looking at it going, what is this V-R-E-D-E thing? And I'm just looking at him going, you know, that's our name, right? You understand that, right? that's our name there, okay? Okay?
Not everybody gets it.
Yeah, then I was going outside, and I was testing the density of my bumper on the new truck by beating my head against it after they asked me that question. So... Now, one thing that I've been wanting to ask, and I know that you're doing that with some of this stuff, but I mean, these guns that Chambers builds, that Chambers puts out, like that pinstripe long slide that you did for Dan Hall.
Yeah.
That would have to be considered like an heirloom gun. When you build a gun like that, when you ship it to him, do you do anything special with that, or is that just part of the lore of being part of Chambers Custom that... You know, okay, we know it's nice, just take it and enjoy it, and, you know, no, we not do nothing special.
Yeah. So Danny was over here this weekend for the 4th of July. We have a big party here every year for the 4th of July, put on a big barbecue feed, and then we do fireworks, and apparently my fireworks show is better than the local communities this year, which is pretty awesome. Couple friends were like, dude, we could see your fireworks from Wilbur, which is 3 miles south. They were awesome. And I was like, well, you should have come over. You know, I mean, it's open. But anyways, Danny was here and he brought the long slide pinstriper with him. He hasn't even shot it yet. He's like, I don't know that I want to shoot it, man. I'm like, why? Let's go shoot it now. And he's like, no. I just haven't made up my mind yet. So yeah, I mean, some guys, you know, treat them like a safe queen, and that's totally fine. And some guys just wear them out, you know, and that's fine too. But, no, I mean, when you get one of the one-off customs from me directly, you know, that's a pretty special thing because I only get to build like 20 or 25 of those a year max.
Right.
And, it's pretty unique when I get one out the door. Like the gun that we shipped out a couple of weeks ago to my buddy Norm, the Morse code gun. You know, Norm has been a client of mine since before I had Chambers Custom. And, you know, he's had a couple guns from us over the years and a couple guns from me in particular over the years. And you know, it's a really special piece to him. And he still hasn't put it in a Kydex holster, but he has been shooting it fairly regularly, not every day, but probably every other day. He's actually getting ready for a class that he's going to take with Kyle DeFore on the 10th of July. And so he's been shooting it, getting ready for the class and getting it dialed in for him and getting used to the trigger and everything. And, you know, he'll have a couple thousand rounds here in the next couple months. And he'll be carrying, you know, he carries the gun daily and whatnot. So, you know, I like that clients get the guns and they use them as they were intended. But I also can respect guys who get them and just, they just want to look at them. You know, they just want to enjoy what they look like for a while.
See, I don't have that kind of willpower. I just don't. I don't have that kind of willpower. I mean, I've got a couple of scratches on my slide, and I'm not interested in sending the gun back to you to get that touched up or anything, just because of that means I've been shooting it.
Right.
And I will continue to shoot it, and if it ever gets to the point to where it gets starts getting a little sloppy, you know, I'll just call you and beg and get you to let me send it back to you, and then it'll come back, and when it comes back, I'll be happy yet again. But it's going to take me a while just to get it to loosen up, just because of, I just don't think it's going to do that much. Hang on for me. We're coming into the last break. Joe has a YouTube channel and a Patreon. And for those of you that want to see, that want to have, like, some instruction given of a type from a guy that, you know, he doesn't do that normally for free. That's one way to get it from the master. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We are talking to Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. And I'm one of the lucky ones. I have, are there 800 Chambers guns out there?
Oh, I don't know. We're probably approaching that number somehow.
Yeah. Somehow, I'm one of the lucky ones. I actually physically have one. I have another one on the way. There is a reason that of the people that have your guns, how many return customers? What if you had to make a guesstimate at a percentage? How many return customers do you get?
Oh goodness. I mean, they're pretty expensive items, so probably I would say we have repeat business of 25 to 30% easy.
Yeah. So
maybe a bit more depending on it depends on the line, you know, the guys who get into the custom side of it, what I do, you know, the one-offs, they're more repeat customers, I think, than like the fat WMGs. Because a lot of the people that are buying the fat WMGs and the WMGs are buying them for, you know, to use right now. We've sold an alarming number of pistols in the past 2 years to cops, which I love. You know, we support the blue. And, you know, it's awesome. They send me pictures. You know, they don't want people necessarily to know what they're rolling, but they'll send me private PMs and pictures and stuff and, of them carrying their guns and their guns on duty, and it's always a great treat. I really love that. So yeah, I mean, I think it depends on the model, but that's probably a safe bet.
Well, the thing with that, though, and I mean, the owners of the Chambers guns, like these LEOs, a lot of them use, for example, Safariland holsters.
Correct.
And through trial and error, they figured out which ones of the ones they now, I think they're making one for you, but they haven't ever gotten to the point where they have made one for you, right?
No, and the one that they're making currently is actually, it's a Staccato holster. It's for the Staccato P, and it works for some of our shorter guns like the C model, the CRG, the Night Stalker. You have to modify it slightly for the Night Stalker and the Light Fighter. They're supposedly working on a full-size holster, but we haven't gotten any word about that yet, so just kind of a waiting game. I actually met with a holster maker today for lunch, a local guy that's working on just a straight-up OWB holster that would work for our WMGs and our fat WMGs alike. So I'm excited to see what he comes up with. He brought me a prototype today to look at that was encouraging.
Is it a leather holster or a Kydex holster?
No, it's a Kydex OWB.
One thing that I'm looking for...
It's a Kydex OWB, sorry.
Yeah, that's what you said, OWB.
Oh, okay.
You were correct the first time, sir.
Gotcha.
Now you were correct the first and the second time.
So one thing you're looking for...
One thing I'm looking for is a simple leather holster.
Yeah.
For my WMGC. Simply because Kydex holsters, when I'm walking around and I'm carrying one of these and I'm carrying outside the waistband concealed, most of the Kydex holsters that I get my hands on have such big loops on them, they move on the belt.
Right.
And, I mean, I've got the belts tightened up so much that if I turn left and my legs don't follow me, I'm gonna probably cut myself in half.
Well, so, if the project that I saw today works out, I'll send you one to play with when he gets them done, and we'll see how it works. Cause it's a Kydex holster, but it has loops the way I wanted them. Because that's one of the problems I've had too is the loops are always too big. I've been trying to work closely with this particular gentleman on this project to get the best results. So we'll see how it comes out. I'm encouraged by what I saw today, though.
Yeah, just a simple one, just a simple leather holster.
Now you got a Legacy holster, didn't you?
I did get a Legacy holster, yes, but that is more of a duty holster, and it works great. Okay. But that's more of a duty holster. Now, in August in South Carolina, we go to having open carry allowed.
Oh, yeah.
And so this one
swinging around. Be the wild, wild west.
Well, no. The reason they did that is in South Carolina, there is no provision for open carry at all. So, right. if you'd be in a store shopping for shoes, and you reach overhead to get that pair down that is the one pair you need, and you flash your weapon,
you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. I mean, it has force of law. It has force of law behind it. And
which is just ridiculous. Almost as silly as here in Nebraska, where you can open carry with no license, but you have to have a license to conceal carry. Seriously. It's retarded.
Yeah. So when that comes along, I might use the Legacy holster, but that's more of a, and what makes it, I think, more of a duty holster is because it drops. It's got a slight drop offset, which I ordered it that way, so that it's pretty nice. It looks like it'd be pretty good. But even then, the belt loops on it are pretty big, or not the loops, but the slide. It's actually a slide. That I haven't tried running around with that thing on. But it's going to be low. It's going to be like gunslinger low.
Gotcha.
And I just want a high ride leather holster. Somebody's going to make one of these for you sooner or later. I know they are.
Yeah, I mean, it would be nice. I don't know what it would take. I'd probably have to loan them a gun or something so they could model it up, but it would be cool if somebody like DeSantis, who you're already working with, you know, would offer one. They'd probably sell the bejesus out of it, honestly. Something I need to look at when I get a little bit of free time here.
I'll put you together with them.
Yeah, that'd be good. I mean, even if, like I say, even if I had to send them, send them my Knife Fighter or something for a couple of weeks while they mocked it up and, you know, CNC drew it up or whatever they got to do, it might be worth it.
Yeah. Well, they'll be happy to make them if they've got the. That's one of the. I mean, I've been trying to get them to do something with CZ, and if they have the CNC drawings, they'll draw. They'll make the holsters because they've got a big dealer network. They don't. There's no waiting on a holster to be made with those guys.
Right. Exactly. And that's what people want, Bill. People want to be able to get online, gunleather.com or walk into their local gun store and see that if they carry a holster for, you know, a 5-inch 1911 or a 4.5-inch 1911 with a red dot.
Yep.
You know, I mean, there's a gazillion holster makers out there for iron sights. You don't need another one.
Nope.
But the red dot is where it's at. And I think, you know, if you get them online, that would be the deal. They would sell a lot of them. I guarantee you, because I hear from people all the time, you know, we sell the plates and we put the plates on a lot of Staccatos and Nighthawks and other guns. And I hear all the time from guys, man, I love this plate. I love, you know, my gun with the plate on it, the dot, but I can't find a holster.
Well, yep. Got to get that fixed. I've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me again, Bill. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 1911 University. Check them out, chamberscustom.com. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.